This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. On Friday, May 16th, the City of Prince George's Mayor, a number of city councillors, Prince George Caribou MLA Kyle Giddens, and some community partners, in alignment with Victims and Survivors of Crime Week, signed a statement of support for the Human Trafficking Prevention Network. This symbolic gesture has been in the making for some time, with the Standing Committee on Intergovernmental Affairs requesting and receiving reports detailing information and actions municipalities can take to deal with human trafficking. On February 23rd of 2024, just outside of council chambers, Eric Depineau, the city's manager of intergovernmental relations, announced the event.
Good morning, everyone. It's my privilege to welcome you to City Hall to take part in today's signing and conversation on the important subject of human trafficking and how we as a community can help combat that horrific crime.
Prince George joins over 20 other entities and organizations as a signer on the document, a statement of support for the Human Trafficking Prevention Network in British Columbia. The document was initiated by Lieutenant Governor of British Columbia, the Honorable Janet Austin, who is an honorary patron of the Human Trafficking Prevention Network. A number of corporations have also signed on, including Shell, TransLink, KPMG, Ocean Spray, The Juice Company, that's right, TELUS Health, Royal Bank of Canada, BC Lions, to name a few. But the City of Prince George is the first municipality to endorse this statement of support. Here's Mayor Simon Yu.
As we recognize the Victims and Survivors of Crime Week, we take a meaningful step towards this very serious issue together. I'm proud to share that the City of Prince George is the very first local government in BC to sign the statement of support for Human Trafficking Prevention Network. This is not something just symbolic. Through this statement and through the conversation and commitment made by the council, made by our committee, council as whole, we are making this declaration together as a one group and one people to raise awareness of the severity of the problem of human trafficking, and to stand in solidarity with other working tirelessly to end this, such as Elizabeth Fire Society and all the society that we here in Prince George, we take this issue seriously. Human trafficking is a grave violation of human rights, basic human rights, and a direct affront to human dignity, whether it involves sexual exploitation, forced labor, or any other form of coercion. It has to no place in our city, in this region, or anywhere. So we recognize and commend the tremendous work being done by our local partners and to support survivors and prevent exploitation. Your leadership is invaluable, and we thank you for your dedication, and we're looking forward to continued cooperation with you.
One of the Prince George City Councillors who was identified by the mayor as being central to bringing this issue forward was Garth Frizzell. We caught up with him just after the signing.
Why is this important to you? Why is it important to connect these various organizations in town and also to, you know, the greater network of people trying to address this issue?
You know, one of the benefits of being on council is you get invited to tour different facilities. And about a year and a half ago, we got invited to come and see what this Prince George Sexual Assault Center was like. And while we were there, we talked to the workers and heard personal stories, and it outraged and it hurt just the scale and the size of it. It's something that you don't know until you actually experience. And that stuck. And a few months later, we were at the UBCM conference where we saw books about how municipalities can help fight human trafficking. Councillor Clausen brought that to the Intergovernmental Affairs and said, what can we do? And we said, Let's look into that. So that's another piece, is you don't just have to be on intergovernmental affairs to bring something forward. This is a team effort. And there's also some people who might criticize and say, well, that's not your lane. Well, yes, it is. Human trafficking is everybody's lane. This is what we all have to look out for. So Mr. Depineau, who was our staff member, he came back with 9 different options on what we could do. And we're working our way through it. First, we did a declaration calling on the government to declare intimate partner violence an epidemic. Much like you've seen all through Ontario, we did it, we saw it, we saw it was a problem, and we called them out on it. We called them out on human trafficking. And shortly after that, we learned that one of the signature moves that the Lieutenant Governor at the time, Janet Austin, was doing was creating a human prevention network. It was with big corporations, and they hadn't considered municipalities. So while we were in Victoria, Councillor Sampson got a meeting with her, and we got staff-to-staff connection, and she said, you know what? What a great idea. And it took a while, but today, Prince George was recognized as the first city, the first local government anywhere to join that network. And what does that mean? It means we're making stands publicly, like today, saying this is not acceptable, this is not welcome in our city, and we're going to do what we can to make it stop. Lovely to see as well that our airport authority has jumped in with 2 feet. They have posters up. There's a lot of very public information about how to identify human trafficking, and all of their staff have been trained to look for it too. We're not there yet. This is just saying we got a lot of work to do, but at least we're saying it.
During your tour at the Prince George Sexual Assault Center, it really came home to you that this was an issue that was present here in Prince George, but it's underneath the surface. Not everybody sees this firsthand. Not everybody is aware that this is present, not only in our community, but in so many communities in BC and across the country. This is actually a much wider spread problem than many people recognize. You mentioned what some local governments can do to make a difference. What can individuals do? What can the citizens of Prince George do to get involved to make this issue more apparent for those who aren't aware of it and to actually address it to prevent it from happening?
What I learned when I was first thinking about getting elected, I was saying, well, how much impact can citizens have? And a councillor of the day told me, you know what, every single letter I get, because it was letters at the time, counts for about 12 or 24 people, because the people who say something, very few, but the number they represent is huge. So just sending a note to a local elected official, or, you know, we had MLA Giddens here as well, send it to your MLA saying this is unacceptable, this shouldn't stop, and I'm on side with stopping human trafficking. That's a great start. There's lots of sites out there, websites that help identify, help you as you're passing through your normal day, see when there's a problem, identify it, and who you can contact. So there are simple things, low barrier, no risk, that citizens can take on, but please absolutely get in touch with your government officials.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
One of the organizations doing the critical work Mayor Simon Yu praised in his address was the PGSA, or Prince George Sexual Assault Center. Executive Director Linnell Halakowski sat down with us at their downtown location.
We have not one cat, but 2 cats.
We have 2 cats.
Yeah.
Frank and Beans. The employee of the month every month.
Yes, yes. As you're aware, the City of Prince George just signed a statement of support for the Human Trafficking Prevention Network, British Columbia. Is this a meaningful step in the bigger picture?
I want to start off by just, you know, quickly saying yes. But I also want to honor those that come before us. The nonprofits in Prince George have been dealing with this issue forever. I've been doing this work for 40 years. I've been here at the center 30 years. And I really do appreciate the city making, because they have the platform to sort of make this more public. But again, I need to honor that nonprofits have been dealing with gender-based violence and human trafficking for ever. So always honoring those that come before us, and honoring women's organizations that way back in the 60s and 70s have been trying to address these issues. So yes, I'm happy to see the document, because it does bring the issue, I think, forward to folks that might not, you know, typically think about this issue. And I think folks really don't know that this is happening in their town, and it certainly is. The Prince George Sexual Assault Center has been part of the Canadian Human Trafficking Network for many years, and we've responded so that it works as folks call in from across the country, and we've gotten calls to address, for us it's been women who've been trafficked, but certainly men are trafficked, sex trafficked specifically. And we've left Prince George and gone to all sorts of different places to go pick women up and bring them back to Prince George and offer safety and support services. And then often we end up sending them down to Vancouver to larger centers. So a shout out to the Canadian Human Trafficking Network, because they have also been doing this work for a long time. So I'm glad to see our city is bringing attention to this issue. I'm really proud of them. And we'd had mayor and some council members here last year sometime, and Garth Fizzle was talking about that issue. And I was quite excited because I was like, hey, we belong to the Network for Canada. And so I could see some interest. And I'm just glad that in BC, that the city of Prince George is the first in bringing this, joining, and I think, again, bringing attention to the issue, because it's affecting all communities. It's prevalent in the north, and I think it's really, really important that it's talked about.
It is difficult to statistically quantify human trafficking in our community. There are official reportings tracked by the RCMP, and there are incidences reported only to agencies like the Prince George Sexual Assault Center, alongside reportings of related crimes. Reportings to either agencies may, for a variety of reasons, not ultimately end up in the RCMP's database. When asked about statistical information related to human trafficking in Prince George, our detachment was only able to say, quote, at this time, we don't have any statistical information to provide on that subject, end quote. With decades of experience in this field, Linnell Halakowski offers some insight on both the variance of and sensitivity around this important data, which remains undisclosed in this interview.
I think when we look at stats around sexual violence or any kind of gender-based violence, we know a very small percentage of folks report to police and or medical professionals, the medical field. So, I mean, stats are important. I'm doing this work for 40 years. It's like I could tell you what our stats are and the numbers we see as compared to who reports to the RCMP, let's say. And nothing against the RCMP, they do a great job. It's just we know historically and presently that people often don't report. And when we're talking about those marginalized communities, there is already issues and barriers for them reporting, whether it be for medical help or for police help. So I think if you talk to a nonprofit who's done some direct work and you talk to the systems, we all support each other, but I think our numbers would be different. That's the danger in looking at stats around how many women are sexually assaulted in a year in Prince George. The official numbers look very different than what we know. Most of the folks that call into our 24-hour line don't want to go to the hospital, will not report to the police. And so I know lots of folks think, oh, it's not that bad, or it's not happening. It is happening, and it is that bad.
So some people listening out there have the impression that there isn't any human trafficking in Prince George. This issue is typically intentionally under the surface, though. And how do you spell it out for people that this really is an issue here in our community?
Well, I think with gender-based violence in general, I think we've always got that challenge with social media, and what folks see on TV is folks being shipped across borders in containers. And I think back in the day, I mean, I've been in this field for a very long time, folks had a hard time understanding that gender-based violence affects everyone. So I think it really is important to keep talking about this and remind folks it looks different. It looks very different in the north than it does, say, in the south. There's some similarities, of course, but we see, as with all gender-based violence, really vulnerable folks at increased risk. So Indigenous women, women of color, immigrants, folks with disability. So that's what we typically see, and it doesn't look like what you think it looks like. It's vulnerable folks, often young women, but of course it can affect all ages and all genders, and we need to be really mindful of that. Young men are also trafficked, and they're vulnerable. So they get lured in by, often it's family members or folks they know, and there it starts. So the one thing I can say, if you suspect something's wrong, reach out. And if it's not safe to reach out in that moment to that person, then reach out to community organizations that have some expertise in doing this work. So call the Prince George Sexual Assault Center, call Elizabeth Fry Society. So the folks that have been doing this for a long time, don't just turn a blind eye. If it looks suspicious, if it feels wrong, trust your gut. There is no harm in making a call to the police or to one of the community organizations and just checking stuff out. We're community partners and we all have to address this issue together.
You mentioned Elizabeth Fry Society. Are there other organizations in town that you lean on and or partner with to address this issue?
So specifically with trafficking, like I said, we belong to the Canadian Human Trafficking Network. Certainly RCMP would be a community partner. We have provincial partners and federal partners. And if we suspected that someone was being trafficked or we were seeing things that really concerned us, we would call in all sorts of partners. So we work alongside, you know, Carrier Sicani, Elizabeth Fry Society, Phoenix Transition Home, AWAC, ACE Activity Center, the Schizophrenia Society. And what's really critical in this work is that we work together all the time. So we have these long-standing relationships, and so it's not an issue to pick up the phone. We belong to the Prince George Spirit Table, the VOWR Committee, ICAC Committee. So we sit at those tables on a weekly basis and have those relationships. So we can very easily call in our partners and say, hey, do you work with this person? Because I'm really worried about them.
I don't think it's possible for me to wake up tomorrow and decide to just end human trafficking all by myself. But what can I do to affect change in a positive direction?
Getting the word out. How we deal with all of these social issues is by calling out the problem, offering resources, offering education and support. And that's a big deal. And I know folks think, oh, I can't make a difference. You absolutely can make a difference.
That's Linnell Holikowski, Executive Director of the PGSA, or Prince George Sexual Assault Center, on the presence of human trafficking in our community of Prince George, Clayton, A. To find out more or to book a training session for yourself, your class, or your staff, visit pgsac.org. Also, to report an incident of sexual assault, please call
1-866-212-5780, and that's 24/7 for someone who's been impacted by sexual assault within the last 72 hours.
This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.